This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Frida. I don't know what happened there. I pushed the right button, but it just played all by itself. Anyway, it is that time of night, of course. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
And with us right now we have...
Jonathan Poutra. Hi, Mom.
Hello. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
So at the beginning of the show, you mentioned you say hi to your mom.
I
and
did.
Now you say hi to mom. So it's my turn right now. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
So we've all got the mums out of the way.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Mom and Dad.
So, Jonathan, what have you been up to? I hear you've been a busy little boy.
Yes.
You've been up and down and in... What, 11 countries over the last few months?
Yeah, 10, 11 countries. It's been amazing. We've been ping-ponging, pinballing all around the countries in Southeast Asia just to get a taste of the fantastic stuff that's around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, there's unlimited amounts of things that you can get up to. I mean, everything from skydiving to UNESCO World Heritage Sites and, you know, amazing cultures of people that you'd never be exposed to before in your life. And we've been trying to devour all of it.
It must be a really hard job, that. It sounds terrible.
Oh, man, someone's got to jump on that grenade, and I will do that.
Do you need any more grenade jumpers? Because I know a few.
We might. I think, we might be in the market for a couple more jumpers here.
Well, let's get to that. Let's have a talk about that in a little while. Folks, if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, we're giving away two Kettlebell granola boxes. Let's get that right. And if you want to get in touch, it is 016-201-9000. Answer this question.
Now, if you go on a website, the Kettlebell granola website, now one of their flavors has a question mark on it. Now, which one is it? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
You don't want to ring the bell yet?
You want to ring?
Here we go.
Yes. So if you have any questions for Jonathan, myself, or Richard, you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Now, just as the music we were playing earlier on, Jonathan, we were talking about how your family at some point are all, you know, entertainers of one way or another, in some ways. And you kind of came to it a little bit late, right?
A little bit, yeah. It was weird. It's something that I've always been a weirdo, according to my peers and friends and teachers and everything. But then I actually fell into this line of work when I came to Malaysia on a holiday. In 2005, so it's the 12-year holiday now.
Wow. Yeah, I'm on a 7-year holiday as well. Yeah, I know what it's like. You know,
it's rubbish, isn't
it? It's terrible. So what is it about Malaysia, though, that you love about it?
Honestly, Malaysia just, it's a place, there's brilliant opportunities all over the place to experience almost any type of culture that you can find in Southeast Asia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest countries, I feel, because it really does give you a nice little sampling to, a nice little gateway to the rest of Asia.
Agree. Mm-hmm.
So if you want a segue that's not too much of a culture shock, you can find little bits around here, and it's a great fit. You know, food 24/7.
Oh, I know, right?
You can't find it in the UK.
No.
All right. I know. Now, we've heard this argument before, but a lot of people also say Malaysia and Singapore are both as diverse and as... I want to stay right on this, you know, because I don't want to open up this kind of... You know what happens when you open that door, right?
Yes.
But I think Singapore is as much of a hub... To move on to around the Southeast Asian.
Definitely.
I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
And I'm not going to get shot.
No, you'll be fine.
Good, that's
quite accurate.
Right. So moving up and down Malaysia, where's your favorite place in Malaysia then, would you say?
Oh, wow. My favorite place is in the heart of Malaysia. And when I say the heart, I mean like the jungles of Malaysia.
Right.
Because that's what really I find to be quintessentially Malaysian, with 130 million-year-old jungle.
Right.
It's one of the oldest in the world. And that's really where we all started off, in a sense. You know, I like to see that because I like to see how beautiful Malaysia is outside of the main cities that we have. We've got great buildings, great architecture here as well. But getting out into the jungle to see the animals, the endangered animals, and experience, you know, the nature and the beauty of it is just... blows my mind every single time.
You know what? And I think there's also an awful lot of Malaysians that haven't had the opportunity to go and do that. You know, to go and see some of these areas in Malaysia.
Yeah, I know. Stop looking at me. I know you're looking at me right now.
I wasn't going to say a word, but you know.
Borneo
is a lovely place.
Just to let you know, I've not been to Sabah and Sarawak.
How dare you?
I know. So that's why, you know, Richard has been, you know, giving a lot of lecture.
And Air Asia, if you're listening, I know you do cheap flights over that way, right? Adeline could probably get a quick flight over there.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Let's get some of that in there. Okay, very quickly, we need to take a very short break. Adeline's already reminded you about the giveaway, but let's do it one more time before we take a break.
So we're giving away two Kettlebell granola boxes. Now, if you go on a website, the Kettlebell granola website, now one of their flavors has a question mark on it. Now, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well.
See, that bell sounded different this time.
Very different.
Something's going on. Okay, it's time to take a very short break. We've got some ads coming up and, of course, a little bit of Larue. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. See, this time it works. Welcome back. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And this
and
is...
I'm Jonathan Poutro.
She's... Why are you giggling at me? What are you laughing at?
Nothing, because right? You did it right.
Because I did it right.
Yeah.
I want to push every button on there right
don't
now.
Don't do that. Don't.
They look so cool.
You give me a heart attack. Don't do that. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I might get fired. Okay, folks, we're going to be with you all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. Please do not go anywhere, of course. JP is with us all the way through to the end. We will be testing how smart he is on Smarty Pants a little bit later on. No pressure, dude. You know, if you want to get in touch with us, 016-201-9000. Careful, they're fighting over the bell here. And if you want to get on Twitter, it's at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Right then, where are we going to go next? What are we doing next?
Well, let's do the giveaway.
Okay.
So if you want to win Catapult Granola boxes, now, if you you have to go on the Granola, Catapult Granola website, okay? So one of the favors has a question mark on it. Now, which one is it? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Okay.
Did you want to press?
Yes.
So I've been looking at some of the stuff you've done and some of the people that you've kind of worked along. No, it's all decent, don't worry. And some of the people you've kind of worked alongside. I mean, there's Zandria, there's Joey G, Daphne Eiching, Elaine Daly, all of them, pretty much, right?
They're incredible.
All household names as well. You know? Yeah. It must have been a lot of fun, right?
Absolutely. I mean, without those people, I wouldn't have known anything. They were absolutely integral, essential for me to be able to learn what to do. I was a stockbroker before I got into this. And then when I came here, they were so helpful. They're like, no, you know, just be yourself, you know, relax, try taking your time, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Loads of tips. And I would not be able to honestly be doing what I'm doing today in the capacity that I am without having had those experiences with those people.
Yeah.
I mean, you draw strength from everyone you work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
And I think you kind of learn a little bit from all the people.
Definitely.
And the interesting thing is, I think now we've had almost every one of these in for an interview apart from one of them.
I know who.
I think, you know.
I hope she's listening.
I hope she's listening too. Anyway, we're not going to, we'll tell you off air in a little while.
But you started off your career with Channel V, right?
Yeah, I fell into Channel V. That was an interesting experience. I don't know if I can relate the anecdote on how I got on there, though. But,
is there a clean version?
It's a clean version. No, I came here, as I mentioned, for holiday in 2005, and I got bored after about a month of just going around on my own, so I decided to crash this party at Zouk.
Right.
Party crasher.
Well, it just looked like a group of fun people, so I walked up and introduced myself and ended up being the Channel V crew, and then later on in the toilet, I was approached by the director of programming and production at that time, and he's like, hey, you've got a really nice voice. And I was like, yeah, let's put our junk away first. And then like, you want to come in for a screen test? And I was like, okay,
not weird at all, dude.
Not at all. I was like, okay, I'll give you my email just to make sure that you're legit. Because, I mean, we're out and about. I didn't want to give my number to some random person I just met and then end up on a couch someplace. So,
unless that's a career you're looking for.
Right. And then it took me a couple of days, and he responded to the email, and then I went in and I took the chance, and then never looked back. You know,
that's a great story.
That's fun.
That's a great story. I mean, what came after that though? I mean, you're doing Channel V, you're having a lot of fun with that. How long did that last for? If you don't mind me
asking. That was about 3 years, 4 years.
Wow.
And that just opened up all kinds of doors into things that I never really knew that I wanted to do. Mm. I started writing for the shows and producing some of the skits and everything, and that just, you know, I caught the bug. I caught the show business bug, and from then on, it's been Planet Showbiz.
Right. So, I mean, how did you explain that story to your parents? So, Mom, I'm at a club, right?
I crashed a party, and this dude comes into me in the toilet.
Well, she said, did she shake it for you? Or he, rather. And I said, no, but, you know, I got the job nonetheless. And she's like, oh, that's good for you.
Boss, if you listen, I'm really sorry. I'm joking. It's a good story. It's a good story. Okay, if you want to get in touch with us, of course, we are having a giveaway. Unfortunately, it's nothing like that. It's Kettleball granola boxes, two of them. Get in touch, 016-201-9000. That's the number to send us a text.
This
question.
That's right. Just go on the Kettleball granola website. Now, one of their flavors has a question mark on it. Now, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well.
Okay, now we've had our giggles and we've told some silly stories, but I do want to talk about something, this Epic Homes thing that you're involved with.
Oh, that's fun.
Tell us what you're doing with this.
Epic Homes is a fantastic project that goes around and finds people who are qualified candidates within certain demographics and builds a house for them. Say they've just had a new addition to their family, they've had a child, and they can't afford to have more space to build a bigger house or buy a bigger house. Mm. So that's when Epic Homes comes in, and we'll pool together resources, and it's all collected from donations. It's about $40,000 in total to build one of these modular Muji homes, and literally it takes 3 days.
Wow.
You show up, and there's just a bare patch of grass, and you dig it up, you know, you lay out the foundations, and with the help of about 35 people, 40 people, you build an entire house and you wire it up, paint it, and it's good to go
by
Sunday.
How many homes are there?
Wow, now there's, I think there's, it's in the mid hundreds, like 400 or 500 houses, I think. Wow. That they've managed to do.
Up and down the country.
Yeah, up and down the country. And predominantly along Ossley settlements. It's slowly changing them over to give them more amenities, you know, increase the quality of infrastructure within the kampongs that they have as well. Mm-hmm. So it's more than just doing the homes as well. I mean, by virtue of having them there doing the service, you know, more people want to have the upgrade as well.
Right.
So it helps to increase things like safety, sanitation, you know, for the betterment of the whole settlement, which is fantastic. Mm.
So it's volunteers that help out on this project as well. And I assume the village will come along and help out and that kind of stuff.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes yes. It really depends, but more often than not, you'll find a good spirit of community. Yeah. I mean, that generally within the villages, you do find more of that because it's a smaller social circle, so the consciousness is much larger.
Right.
And then you go in there and then people come in and they at least want to find out what you're doing and say, oh, okay, well, how do I get one? Well, I'm just done over here, you know, come over here and build me one. And we're happy to, as long as we've got the resources and the opportunity.
This is great. That's a great
loads of fun.
So how can people volunteer? Like, where do they go to?
You can check out the Epic Homes website and or find them on Facebook and just drop them a line. There's a few different ways you can get involved, if I'm not mistaken, but I think the main way is that you pledge a bit of money, because obviously you do need to get the money to build the home from somewhere. And in some cases, I'm not sure if it's a special case, but you can just devote time. But I think they need X amount of people to donate money to be able to finance the house.
Right.
And so out of that whole the whole pool, there's 40 people or so that will want to go on site and build the home. Most people actually just want to go and build.
Right.
But it's really cool, though. They take you through and they teach you like a little workshop on how to build houses and how to, you know, oh, we're going to put you in this, we're going to do siding, or you're going to do the roof or this, and they'll give you a little crash course.
Brilliant.
And teach you how to use power tools. And there's everything from, I met an 87-year-old woman there, you know, and there were some kids that were maybe 10 or 12, and I thought that was really great that people were included from all demographics, you know, getting a taste of how they can give to society.
Love it. Love that idea. Okay, we need to take a short break. Of course, we'll be back after these messages with Smarty Pants and news from Page 2. You all right about this? Yeah?
You're
okay?
Well, yeah.
Good.
I think
I
love it.
We've got some ads coming up, a bit of a Stone Temple Pilots, followed by some Radiohead. Woo! Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
My name is Adeline June.
This is?
I'm Jonathan Putra.
Right, he's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. He's brought along a story as well. We will remind you to get in touch via Twitter or the SMS if you want to take part in the giveaway. 0162019000 is the number to remember if you want to take part in the giveaway.
And just answer this question. So you got to go to a Catapult Granola website. Now, one of their flavors has a question mark on it. Now, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well.
Now, I don't know if you know about it, but tomorrow night there's this big party happening down at Zouk Apex Lounge in KL. It's the football boys show, right?
There will be football boys show.
The football show. Ross Youssef will be there, of course, hosting it alongside all of the other pundits, including Stuart Cavins, a big Scottish guy, and a few others. They'll all be down there. Bob Holmes will be there, of course. There'll be Sam Postlethwaite. There'll be Craig Marias. There'll be Gogolin. All the boys are going to be there. If you want to go and, I don't know, talk about football.
And no, they don't talk about football.
I'm joking there. If you want to go down there and have some fun with all the fellas, get down there. There's some giveaways, I hear. There's a few. You know, it's just going to be fun. Get yourselves down there.
Yeah, but make sure you got to register at www.bfm.my/football, and we'll see you there.
Registrations close what time, Adeline?
12 p.m. tomorrow.
12 p.m., so noon tomorrow.
So you better register quick.
All right, there we go. So, of course, it is now time for this little thing that we like to call News from Page 2, and it sounds a bit like this.
What's all the shouting?
Go on then, Adeline.
Me first.
What have you got?
Okay, my story is in China.
Okay. All right, you have a lot of funny Chinese stories, right?
Because I'm Chinese.
Oh, that's it, is it? Okay.
Represent.
So, JP, we're talking about 16-year-old kid just now, yes. earlier on, right? Now, this story, this guy, 16 years old, so he was dared by another friend to swallow a thumbtack to win just $30.
What?
Yep.
A thumbtack?
Yep.
He ate a thumbtack?
Yep. Not A, but two.
Two?
Two?
For $30.
For $30.
Wow, he's going to regret that in the morning.
Well, he regretted it. Well, he ended up in a hospital. For sure, it was difficult for them to... Well, the doctors was puzzled. And they're like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, boy? I had to do, like, you know, I had to take...
Did they at least, like, bend the points down or
no!
anything? Like, it's just...
No!
Raw thumb... Wow. I mean, I know, like, paleo diet's a thing, but...
I mean, what goes in has to come out, right? That's what we're worried about.
Yeah, but instead of, you know, cutting him or cutting his stomach, you know, just to take off the thumbtack, you know, he had to, you know...
Poop it out.
Poop it out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What goes in has to come out.
That's the best option.
So that was the medical diagnosis. You're just going to have to pass it naturally. Nice.
Oh, no, that's not nice. You'd not be looking forward to that one in the morning, would you? You'd be just like, yeah, I know I'm going to do this.
But 16 years old.
He's just an idiot. He's just an idiot.
What were you doing when you were 16? Come on,
I was doing a lot of very dumb things. I smoked a spider for $20.
Like,
my friends were like, oh, that spider is like big and gnarly. Why don't you try it? And I was like, okay. Well, so we lit it on fire. And
oh, dude.
I wanted to get some McDonald's. I think it was from McDonald's. So I wanted $20.
Oh, are you serious?
Okay. Oh, great. So clearly, Jonathan, you must have a colorful story for us today, then.
Apart from spiders.
No spiders cool. involved.
Good.
Yes, and this is the opposite end of the age spectrum. This is about a 67-year-old woman from Poland, and it's a love story. She was actually arrested not because her husband died, but her husband died, and then later that day, she went to the hospital and removed his genitals and took them back home and put them in.
Wait,
pickle.
What?
Sorry, no.
Just back up a little bit.
You said it too fast. Can you just go slower?
Did you say what I think you just?
Yes.
On
the same day?
On the same day. So she went to the hospital, presumably the morgue, and then she removed his genitals and put it in a pickle jar and brought it home because she said it was her favorite part.
He would
have wanted her to remember him that way.
Oh my word.
And you know, it was because she needed a memento. She loved her husband that much that she wanted to keep a piece of him, and she thought putting it in a pickle jar on the mantle would be the best way to do so.
That's not the kind of image I want to get when I go around to grandma's.
No, not at all. Right?
What's that on your mantelpiece?
How's grandpa doing?
You started the story like a love story, you know, nice and gentle, and then there you go.
Well, that's the modern romance, right? I guess we'll. It's in
the
twisting
way. I don't even know how to respond. Well, there's so many jokes in my head right now that I cannot make. Anyway.
Come on.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Pokemon, and I know you're angry at me because you wanted to talk about Pokemon, and I said you couldn't, but now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm talking about it, right, is I'm trying to lighten up the whole thing in a jar story. Now, so this is about a guy in New Zealand who's just, you know when you think to yourself, I don't want to do this anymore, I've had enough, I just want to walk away and quit and do everything, right? This guy gave up his job. It wasn't a great job, but it wasn't a bad job. He just gave it all up, and he has now decided that he is going to go and play Pokemon Go full-time, permanently.
Wait, what was his job before that?
He was a barrister, right?
Okay, so not much different.
Right?
So he's now a professional Pokemon player.
How would you define a professional Pokemon player?
He gets paid for doing it. He's 24 years old, first and foremost. He's got no money, so he's relying on friends and family to kind of help get him through and to make sure that he's visiting the hospital when he needs to visit. I'm just joking. But so he resigned, obviously, and he didn't tell his manager that why he was resigning. But the international media managed to get hold of this story, called him up and said, you need to tell your boss what the heck's happening. So he told his boss, and his boss basically responded and said, okay, good on you, Tom. It's really funny. I hope everything is okay. Have fun on your Pokemon trip. There aren't many bosses that would respond like that, first and foremost.
Well, maybe he's a fan of Pokemon as well.
Exactly, right? But this guy's, he quit just a few days ago, and he's already got 91 of the 151 Pokemon already. He's not going to be without a job for much longer, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not going to take him too long.
And how does he make money off this? Does he then sell them to other people?
It's very clever. What he's doing is he's visiting a whole bunch of places where they have these Pokemon Go gyms and whatever.
Right, yes,
so he's helping people out with that. And some of these venues, some of these places where Pokemon are an actual venue. So he's saying, well, if I go here next, this is where I'm going to next. So they're sponsoring his trip and one thing. It's quite smart.
So he's like a Mr. Miyagi of Pokemon.
There you go.
Are you old enough to remember that?
Sorry. Nintendo is
Right, okay. Right, so we've done that. We've had a giggle. We've talked about Pokemon and things in jars and thumbtacks. What wonderful stories today. Right, so let's have a little bit of Smarty Pants. That sounds like this. Jonathan, so the idea is you have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Oh, okay.
All right. So the top score is 27 points. The lowest score is 1.
Wow.
So, somewhere in between would be good.
Yeah, I think I could hopefully get more than 1.
So your 3 minutes will start now. You ready?
Yes, let's do it.
The Queen was in the parlor eating bread and honey. Is which nursery rhyme? Sing a song of sixpence or Mary, Mary, quite contrary?
Mary, Mary, quite contrary.
It's the other one.
Oh, okay.
Suave wine is produced in which country? Italy or England?
Sorry, suave wine?
Yeah.
Suave wine is Italy.
Correct. Which Apollo spacecraft landed on the moon in February 1971? Apollo 14 or Apollo 11?
14.
Well done. Which Malaysian singer-songwriter has his own barbershop? Joe Flizzo or Resh?
Joe Flizzo.
Correct. Resh probably could do with it.
He could, though.
Right. Okay, the sclera is the white outer layer of which part of the human body? The eyeball or bones?
Say that again, the first word.
The sclera.
Sclera is of the eye?
Correct. Where in the world is Machu Picchu located? Peru or Brazil?
Peru.
Correct. A fugu is what type of creature? Fish or octopus?
A fubu?
Fugu.
Oh, fugu. Octopus. Octopus.
Correct. It's a fish. It's a poisonous fish, of course.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it's the puffer fish.
It is, right. Neapolitan ice cream is traditionally made up of how many flavors?
Three.
Oh, well done. Which Proton model is no longer produced? Proton
Putra. That's my name.
Proton Preve or the Proton Padana?
Padana.
Correct.
It's correct.
Can you two make up your mind, please? Right. In which U.S. city are the Academy Awards held? Is it L.A. or San Diego?
L.A.
On a mobile phone keypad, the letters T, U, and V are on which number button? 8 or 9?
8.
Chim-chiri, and I Love to Laugh, and Feed the Birds are all songs from which film? Is it Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins.
There you go. What is the Japanese art of paper folding called?
Origami.
I didn't even get the chance
to
ask you. It's all right. The mother of which fictional film character described her life as like a box of chocolates?
Forrest Gump.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't Stop Believing is a hit song from the cast of which television series? Glee or The Partridge Family?
Glee.
Correct. What is the world's oldest currency still in use? Dollars or pound sterling? Sterling.
Pound sterling.
Pound sterling. That's yes. Sean Connery's version.
Yes. Yeah.
Which domestic animal was worshipped by the ancient Egyptians? The bull or the cat?
The cat.
A square dance is traditionally for how many dancers? 16 or 8?
8.
Which British singer had a 1997 hit single with Angels? Robbie Williams or Mick Jagger?
Robbie.
Of course. The Uffizi Gallery is a museum in which European city? Florence or Madrid?
Madrid.
In which country is champagne produced? Italy or France?
France.
What is the capital of Sweden? Stockholm or Helsingborg?
Helsingborg, no.
See what happens when you jump in too fast? Which breed of dog is the cartoon dog Marmaduke? Is it Great Dane or Bulldog?
Great Dane.
The majority of the Amazon rainforest is contained within which country? Brazil or Ecuador?
Brazil.
Peter Parker is the alter ego of which fictional superheroes?
Spider-Man.
I'll ask you one more question. How many checker pieces does each player start off with? 10 or 12?
12.
Correct. Right, we need to take a short break. We'll be back after these messages. If you've got any questions, get in touch. 016-201-9000 or we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9. The wonderful OJ Law here on BFM 89.9. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're going to be with you for just a few minutes more. If you want to quickly take part in the giveaway, 016-201-9000. I'm saying it fast because we've got 1.5 minutes left. Right. Okay. We're ready to quickly go through some of these questions that Jonathan got wrong.
So the Queen was in the parlor eating bread and honey. In which nursery rhyme? Sing a song of sixpence. Yeah. Now, a fugu is what type of creature? It's fish. The Uffizi Gallery is a museum in which European city is Florence. What is the capital of Sweden? It's Stockholm.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're done. Right, hold on. I need to do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Putra scored 22 points.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Done.
That's Well done. Jonathan, thank you very much for coming on the
show. Thanks for having me. It was great.
It's been absolute pleasure. Do come back at some point. Yeah?
I'd love to. It'd be great fun.
Let's do that. When Adeline takes a holiday next time, I'll bring you in.
Excuse me. No, I want to bring him on for our travel show.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, well, you've got not got the travel show up next, but you do have Style File up next, right?
Yes.
So stay tuned if you want to listen to that.
All right, that's 9 p.m.
Okay. Did I also say that there's this football thing going on tomorrow? Did we mention that again?
Yeah, you can mention it again. I don't mind.
Yeah, down at Zoop tomorrow, you know, Apex Lounge. If you want to get down there from 8 p.m. onwards, make sure you do register bfm.my/football. There you go. Okay, very quickly, we have facts we want to share. Adeline, what do you have?
Now, there's a competitive sport called joggling that combines jogging and juggling.
Well, who would do that? That's ridiculous.
Juggling. That's
juggling. Okay, my fact is that the ancient Egyptians invented several forms of early deodorant, including one that was a cone made out of scented grease that you wore on top of your head. And as the grease melted, it ran down in cooling, fragrant trails down the person's face and body.
Ew.
Yeah, that didn't look weird at all, did it? Anyway, so what was the answer to the question we're asking?
So we asked earlier, you got to go to our website. Now, one of the flavors has a question mark on it. Now, which one is it? So the answer is maple, pecan, ginger.
Ginger. That's it. Ladies and gents, it has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
This has been.
And I'm Jonathan Putra.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Mom.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.